The Jen, Gabe, and Chewy podcast is sponsored by Celsius Energy Drink, and I am here to tell you it makes a huge difference in my mornings. With a unique blend of essential energy and key vitamins, Celsius is your partner to an active lifestyle. My favorite, the peach vibe. Learn more at Celsius.com and pick up Celsius Energy Drinks today.
Over at ESPN.com, Rob Domofsky did a very nice story about what the Packers have and what they still need after this first wave of free agency. Not suggesting that they're done with free agency, just saying, hey, here's what they have. Here's maybe what they're going to be looking for in the draft. So I thought it might be fun, Chew. I'll go through some of these things.
Okay.
And you tell me how high of a priority you think it is, according to what Rob has, our buddy Rob Domofsky has at ESPN.com. Cool?
Yes.
All right, so quarterback. What they have, they have their long-term starter. They've got Sean Clifford, who's probably going to be the backup. So maybe a number three quarterback, maybe somebody that they want to develop. Gutekunst is on the record saying he wants to go get back to drafting a quarterback just about every year. I mean, again, that's going to be like fifth, sixth, seventh round guys that they take a flyer on and try to develop. But I can't imagine that's going to rank as a high priority.
Not a high priority, but, you know, fifth, sixth, seventh round, go the Ron Wolf route.
Yeah.
Develop the kid, trade him a la Hasselbeck. Was Aaron Brooks a trade?
Aaron Brooks, back? Yep.
Aaron
yep.
Brooks. That was pretty successful. Mark Manell mm-hmm. was another. Turned out to be a real... So if they're going to go that route, I don't have a problem with it.
Yeah, you take a flyer. If it works out, yeah. Cool. If it doesn't, who cares?
Yep.
Running back, they've got their new RB1, Josh Jacobs. They signed A.J. Dillon. Still have Emmanuel Wilson, Ellis Merriweather. What they need is... I mean, I don't even know if they need anything. Because I thought that they would need to draft a Aaron Jones replacement. But if Josh Jacobs, who's 26 years old, is going to be your guy for for the next handful of years, I don't think that that's a high priority for me.
Not a high priority, but I would go in Aaron Jones light because, like we said weeks ago, Josh Jacobs isn't really the receiver that Aaron Jones was. So if you can get him, I'm not talking first three rounds or within the first 100 picks unless someone really falls to you. But, yeah. That's a position that you can never have enough of them. Because I'm out on A.J. Dillon.
Yeah.
And I'm not real huge on Wilson. He's a different kind of back.
Is with the receiving talent that they have at tight end and wide out, I mean, does it matter that Jacobs? I mean, Jacobs still can still catch a handful of balls. And if I were to you off his numbers compared to Aaron Jones' numbers, I think you'd be shocked how close it was to you.
No,
so I don't think it's that important that Josh Jacobs isn't as good of a receiver as Aaron Jones is because of all the other receiving options that you have.
No, but it's nice to have. And I liked it back in the day. I think it was early McCarthy where he had that third down back, like a Tony Fisher, like a Starks, you know, that type of guy. And like I said, I'm not looking... first three rounds or whatever. This is like the quarterback situation. If you can find a guy, develop him. Because Josh Jacobs, based upon how his contract was structured,
yeah.
He ain't going to be here forever.
No. No. It's going to, a lot of it depends upon this year. But would you be surprised if I told you in 2021 and 2022 he had more than 50 catches?
Based upon it's the Raiders? Nah, not really. What was his average, though? Give me an average. Was it fullback?
It's 7 yards.
That's.
Which is kind of, honestly, kind of what Aaron Jones's were.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought Aaron was a little better than that.
So last year it was a little bit better, but last year Aaron Jones, 30 catches for 233 yards. The year before we played all 17 games, he had 59 catches, 395 for an average of 6.7.
All right. Okay.
To add a little context here, when asked about Josh Jacobs and using him more, he said Josh Jacobs said he wanted to be used more as a wide receiver a la the way Aaron Jones was. Now, does he have the ability? I don't know. Matt LaFleur also went on to basically say he doesn't think, even though Josh Jacobs has been a bell cow, that a true bell cow, like one guy who's playing all three downs, is the way to go in the NFL. So he indicated that he thinks pretty strongly they need another suitable option there.
Yeah.
Now, do they think that option is A.J. Dillon or Emmanuel Wilson? I sort of hope not. but it leads indication to make me think they might take one later in the draft.
I'll say this about A.J. Dillon. I think A.J. Dillon, the only thing he was brought back for is because he's been in the league for a little bit, and I think they trust him in pass pro. I think they trust him in pass protection. So that's a very limited skill, and I don't know how much that gets you on the field, but there is still some value to that.
Yeah, like Sammy Watkins. Well, he's a real good blocker.
Well, again, I don't think that does anything for him running the football, but no. I think the contract reflects that they don't really care if he runs the football for A.J. Dillon.
Oh, I agree.
Wide receiver, I mean, there's nothing really to talk about there. Kind of stacked. Kind of limited.
They're fine there.
Yeah. Tight end. So obviously you have the two young guys in Musgrave and Kraft. And
I like Sims too, though, and he's young. They're fine there. They're fine.
Rob says what they need, a versatile blocker who can do some of the things that Josiah DeGuara did out of the backfield and in motion. So they have a fullback on the roster that maybe could fill that role.
Yeah. That position's going away. Really?
I still think you need somebody who can block, especially if you want to run the ball and do the play action things that the Packers do.
Out of the backfield?
Well, but again, in motion, kind of that, not like traditional lineup as William Henderson fullback chew. I'm saying a detached from the line, like a wing guy. Yeah, I'm not saying like, go out and get a blocking tight end, you know, with your second overall, you know, second round pick.
Don't use the third round pick on Josiah DeGuara again.
Yeah.
No, if that's the case.
That's what I'm saying.
Because DeGuara.
In fairness, they thought Josiah was going to be more.
Well, that's because LaFleur loved him.
Yeah, he chased down that guy at Cincinnati. Never forget. Yeah.
But if that's the case, why don't you just bring back DeGuara for minimum?
Yeah.
I mean, he's still a free agent, right?
Correct. He is still out there.
Give him the A.J. Dillon contract.
Here's league minimum, pal. You get to continue your career.
Yes.
Offensive line.
Yes, I would. It would not bother me if they spent their first round pick.
Franchise now, left tackle is what...
Unless you really love the guy, I don't want to trade up. I mean, there would have to be a glaring defense. Difference between who they could get at 24 or 26?
25.
So close. So close.
Just danced right around.
I mean, so if you're going to package a 2 with 25 to move up to whatever, you better be damn sure that guy can play.
Yeah. Absolutely, because anytime you trade up, it's not just about what you're getting with that pick, it's about what you potentially gave up, and that's another swing. Defensive tackle?
Yes.
Rob says, obviously they have Kenny Clark, Devontae Wyatt, TJ Slayton, Carl Brooks, Colby Wooden. So the depth chart may look full, but don't be surprised if Gutekunst adds to this position high in the draft. Clark turns 29 in October, entering his 9th season.
Yes, I'm not sold on Wyatt, and I think
the other guys are just rotational pieces.
Yeah, it's going to be a little tougher for him in a 4-3 as opposed to a 3-4 because now he's going to be facing combination blocks
on the edge,
double teams of that sort.
I think the team's pretty high on Carl Brooks and probably want him to play more. But I also see, and I've seen a lot of talk of the kid from Illinois, the defensive tackle Newton, and Byron Murphy being guys who I wouldn't be shocked if the Packers take their pick at 25 and then jump up to get one of those guys who's hanging around for whatever reason.
Yeah.
Just because of the depth at the other positions.
Oh, we're going to see if Halfley cares about the run.
Right? I mean, it's going to be hard to care less about
that. I was going to say, he's got to care more than Joe Barry.
It's really hard to care less. Right?
I don't know. He is run game coordinator in Miami.
Yeah, you know what? We'll see how they do stopping the run. I'm honestly going to, I don't know why, but I am going to track to see how much they care about stopping the run in Miami. Edge, they've got Preston Smith, Rashawn Gary, Lucas Van Ness, obviously Engabare coming off of an ACL. That he tore in the playoff game, probably won't be ready for the start of the season, and apparently they're high on Brenton Cox Jr., who made the team as an undrafted rookie last season.
Nothing high. Maybe a middle round pick.
Kind of take a flyer on someone. Like a true, like maybe somebody who played with their hand in the ground, kind of a defensive, an actual defensive end.
Someone that falls Maybe take one of those top 100 picks and use it. Otherwise, just no. There's no pressing need there. I think they're pretty solid there.
With the frequency they've taken edge guys, I just can't rule it out. And I would think they probably have bigger holes to fill.
Mm-hmm.
But would you be shocked
with the first pick?
Yeah, 25?
I would be shocked. 2 years in a row taking an edge rusher, yeah, I'd be a little shocked.
I don't think I'd be shocked.
Yeah.
Why? He's not going to get on the field.
I think what they would tell themselves is you can play Lucas Van Ness interior and exterior, and then they've got a third guy who's replacing Preston
Smith. I mean, again, I think it's somebody would have to fall to them, Chu. But if that guy, if that right guy falls to them, I don't think they're going to pass up on it. Like, it's down on the list, but I don't know if there is a position. I'm trying to think. Wide receiver, tight end would shock me if they took in the first round. After that, I think, well, and quarterback. But after that, I think everything else is on the table.
Yeah, I would agree.
You know, it's just kind of
have to.
You
kind of have to carpet bomb offensive line and linebacker.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Because you need more than one in the draft for both positions, I believe.
Yeah,
because
you not only do you potentially need starters at both of those spots, offensive line and inside, and just linebacker. You also need depth. You just need bodies.
Yeah, sure.
Period.
Especially on the offensive line, because we know how the injury. If you get by the injury bug there, that can really derail a season. So.
Yeah, I think that's where I kind of land. Is just about everything is on the table for the Packers outside of the obvious positions. Like, even though cornerback looks like it's pretty stacked, well, in terms of bodies, I don't think it's stacked in terms of talent. But they have a lot of bodies. They have a lot of depth. Like, if they decide, oh, this is a lockdown corner, we can pair, and then everybody else just becomes depth pieces.
Yeah.
That makes sense. So I think everything's on the table when it comes to the draft outside of wide receiver, tight end, and quarterback. I guess running back.
I would agree.
Running back, I guess I'd be shocked with the first round pick.
And you're still not set at safety.
No, you still need another
starter.
You're
set at one safety, but you're really...
Yeah, need another starter. And you need more bodies there still, too.
Yeah. Yeah.
So there are lots of...
There's holes.
Yeah, lots of holes that still can be filled on this team for the Green Bay Packers. Top 8 at 8 is coming up next, but I do first want to tell you about one of the cool new things happening on the golf scene here in Milwaukee in 2024. I'm talking about the Milwaukee Golf Tour, a premier season-long competitive golf experience. The Milwaukee Golf Tour, not just another golf league, it's a game changer that offers unparalleled flexibility and the excitement for golfers of all skill levels. Look, maybe you're somebody who wants to play more competitive golf. You want to play in these events, have fun in these events, but it's always tough because, well, you're a busy person and you just can't always make that one specific date work. Well, with the Milwaukee Golf Tour, you have a 2-week window to compete for each event so you can play on your time. They have a thrilling FedEx Cup-style point system, majors, tour championship, and you're going to get to play some great courses. Lac La Belle, Grand Geneva, Washington County, Tour Championship at the Bowl at Pinehurst Farms on September 22nd. There's handicap flights to kind of even everything out, bench payouts for gross and net. They've thought of everything. So sign up today. Elevate that golf experience. MKEGolfTour.com. Use the promo code ESPN to save $50 off your 2024 membership. Sign up now. MKEGolfTour.com. Use the code ESPN to save 50% on your 2024 membership. Registration ends on April 8th, so don't miss your chance to be a part of the fastest growing golf tour in Milwaukee. MKEGolfTour.com.
The top 8 at 8.
Name something that follows the word pork.
You pie.
Huh? One category.
Name something people take with them to the beach.
Turkey.
The top 8 answers.
The first thing you buy in a supermarket.
Turkey.
The top 8 at 8.
A food often stuffed.
Turkey.
The top 8 at 8 on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Name Popeye's favorite food.
Turkey.
Chicken!
The top 8 at 8 on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
All right, Chew, much like last week, something's starting. Last week it was the NCAA tournament, so I asked you for the last 8 NCAA tournament champions. Today, Major League Baseball. Beginning in full, it is opening day in baseball, unfortunately not for the Brewers. 23 hours before the game was scheduled to start, they canceled it. Pushed it off to tomorrow. Opening day will be for the Brewers tomorrow. That's how bad the rain must have been out in New York. That's how bad the forecast must have been. They didn't even hold on to any hope 23 hours before they banged it.
I did see that it was pretty much rain all day. They just, the whole day, all rain.
And they weren't the only team. Philadelphia, Atlanta in Philly also canceled or postponed opening day, so they'll play tomorrow.
Let me tell you what, there's nothing worse than playing in cold rain.
Oh, God, no. I've done it.
Give me 20 below zero as opposed to a cold rain.
Because it's,
the wet is worse.
It just
chills
it
your
lingers.
Bone.
Yeah, just like.
Yes.
Yeah, because then you can like layer up or whatever, and at least you're dry. Yeah, when you're wet and cold, terrible. All right, so Chew, I've got a list of eight things in front of me. You can guess till you get one incorrect. Then we open it up to the fans, 800-990-3776. A winner gets an ESPN Milwaukee prize pack. The winner is the person who gets the last one on the list. So just,
it's a simple list.
Do you want to play?
Yeah.
Can you multitask, Joshy?
Yeah, I'll be able to do it.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, if you're going to play, okay.
How about Joshy just strolling over to the field with his glove going, can I play?
Hey, me and coach?
Yeah, sure. Okay, okay, Smalls. Come on in.
Here, what's your topic? Because if it's World Series champions, I'm not going to be as good as you think.
Okay. Well, yeah, it is World Series champs. Well, because if Jen was going to be, like, I mean, and I knew Jen wasn't going to be here, but I thought I would do MVPs, National League MVPs, the last eight.
Yeah, it's hard.
I thought Jen would probably do better. It is a hard list. So we'll just keep it simple. We'll stick with World Series champs, the last eight teams to win the World Series. Chew, kick us off.
The Houston Cheaters.
The Astros, the only team that appears twice on the list, won the World Series in 2022, also won 2017. They are number two on the list.
I do know last year's, the Arizona Diamondbacks.
That's incorrect.
What?
They did not win the World Series last year.
Oh, no, wrong team.
So your partner, Chewy, sucks, all right? You let him play. Fly ball, little pop fly out there.
I know it was a 4-1 series.
That he was just quick.
camping underneath it, and he dropped it.
Let's go with Hotlanta.
They won in 2021.
You know
they are number three.
Who played the team I got wrong?
Now, he has no chance.
No, I'm stalled. Do I know the team?
Yeah.
Yeah. Last year.
Last year, who played the Diamondbacks in the World Series and won the World Series. Brain.
Can I ask a dumb question?
Please.
The Diamondbacks in the AL or the NL?
They're in the National League.
That's what I thought.
Yeah.
And I still don't know.
Okay.
Let's go with the Nationals, Gabe.
Nationals won in 2019. They are number five on the list. You're rolling, Chew. You got three of them.
Okay. Last year, the Diamondbacks played in the AL. All right, let's go the Cubs.
Cubs, won in 2016, number 17 on the list. You've gotten half the list, big guy.
Okay.
If I say this team for a while won on even years only, would that help you at all? Too far back?
Even years.
Dang it.
Can you reset it, Gabe?
All right. You do not have number one, and it seems like you're not going to get number one. Number two is the Houston Astros. Yeah. Number three, the Atlanta Braves. You don't have four. Five, the Nationals. Don't have six. You have seven in the Cubs, and you do not have number eight.
Oh, there's one you can get here, too.
Yeah.
Gosh. Let's go with the Royals too far back.
Wow, the Royals are number eight on the list.
Okay.
I mean, honestly, it's got an outside chance here.
Good old Ned Yost.
All right.
Was it the Rangers that won last year?
The Texas Rangers won last year. Oh.
I ran it?
No, you've got two more. You got two more to run it. You've got four and six. You've gotten the tough ones out of the way.
Okay. Okay. Kansas City was a long shot small market. I thought there was another small market in there. Let's go with Cleveland.
Cleveland played the Cubs in the World Series and lost in a thrilling series, but that was back in 26. I mean, six out of eight, and you're going to be upset when you hear number four and number six. You know both of them, and you're going to be upset. Yeah, the fact that you pulled Rangers out of your keister was unbelievable.
I would have thought the Royals was way too long ago.
Yeah, well, so, the Royals was 15. The team you're thinking of, obviously, was right before that.
Right. Well, there were a couple double ups, like the
Well, there's only one double up. The Astros was the only double up.
Just the Astros were the only?
Yeah, Astros were the only double up. All right, let's go out. 800-990-3776. Chef Ed, you're up first. Can you complete our top 8 of 8 of the last 8 World Series champions?
Yeah, I think I got it. Chewy, where'd you go to school, my friend? Where'd you go to college? Boston Red Sox. Boston.
When did they win
The Red Sox won it all, kid, in 2018.
Is that when they beat St. Louis?
No, that was 2004.
That's a long time ago, was it not?
20 years ago. They're doing a 20th celebration. Kurt Schilling ain't showing up, but they're doing
the 20th
anniversary.
I thought that was the last time they won.
No, they won the won the World Series in 2018.
Who they beat?
In 2018,
was it the Dodgers?
It was. It was the Dodgers. Chef Ed, you know our last one. Can you close out the list?
Well, you guys just said it. Yeah, the Dodgers beat Tampa Bay Rays. So
in 2020. So the two you did not get, Chewy, were the Dodgers and Red Sox.
Yeah, that's bad.
Like, the Dodgers have been the best team in baseball for almost a decade at this point, and the Red Sox are your team.
I know, but I didn't. I thought it was St. Louis 2004.
No, that was the Rockies in 17. Well, they beat St. Louis again in 13.
Okay. Wow. All right. Hey, I'll take it. 6 out of 8. Choked on the two.
I mean, again, the fact that you pulled out Rangers and Royals, I did not see that coming. I felt pretty safe about this list.
I just knew bad World Series.
Yeah. I can't believe I mind warped myself into that being the other team that won.
I got it.
I mean, you represented Jen very well of like, let me take the layup, and then you just blow it.
I threw it over the backboard.
Yeah.
After begging to play.
Yeah, I wanted it.
Oh, man. It is an exciting weekend. If you're going to be going out and you want to make sure you hit up Bunzel's Meat Market, 90th and Burleigh, make plans to visit Bunzel's today, tomorrow, because, look, not only do you want to get ready for the tournament, not only do you want to get ready for baseball home opener next Tuesday, but also you want to get ready for Easter. And right now at Bunzel's, they have semi-boneless double smoked ham, spiral cut ham, pork crown roast, rack of lamb, homemade Easter Polish, center cut boneless pork roasts, lamb chops, prime cuts of beef, and don't forget the sides, because of course they have sides at Bunzel's as well. And when you go out there to pick up all your Easter goodies for your Easter meal coming up on Sunday, also grab lunch from the deli. Treat yourself while you're there. Bunzel's, it's at 90th and Burleigh. Visit Bunzel's.com for special store hours and more.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
I'm telling you, don't doubt his story, because he heebie-jeebies at certain times to miss field goals.
Yeah.
Gabe, I showed you how he does the heebie-jeebies,
heebie-jeebie.
You take your fingers and you rub them back and forth on your thigh, and you go heebie-jeebie, heebie-jeebie. Swear the guy bats 100%. So to call him a liar, and he puts a curse on you?
Look, I'm not calling him a liar.
Yeah, you are.
On 94.5 ESPN.
For the most part, the NCAA has become a pretty useless organization. I feel pretty safe in that statement, right, Chu?
Yes.
No offense to your son, who currently works in college athletics.
Yes.
But he doesn't work for the NCAA. He has to do what the NCAA tells him to. And the NCAA has pretty much washed their hands of transfer portal and NIL and all these other things that they just weren't prepared or equipped to handle or decided to ignore. But they are going to tackle one issue here, Chu, which I think most people are going to agree with. But it's akin to you have just a disaster of a house, and then you change the light bulb. And you're like, yeah, well, I mean, but the light bulb needed changing. Like, you decided to tackle the easiest of tasks.
Mm-hmm.
So NCAA president Charlie Baker, who I don't even know how many people know that Charlie Baker's the new NCAA president. I don't know how many people know that Mark Emmert is no longer there. Yes.
I knew Emmert was not the guy, but I did not know who replaced
him. Charlie Baker was the name of his replacement. He says that the organization is working to ban prop bets in college athletics across betting markets. Baker says NCAA is contacting officials in states still allowing prop bets on college sports and asking to join them with several states that have banned them. And look, right here in Wisconsin, again, we don't have the mobile betting at our disposal the way that other states do, but we do have the sports book at Pado, and I know we're all excited for that. Officially hoping you could still go bet in the kiosks, but you right now you can't bet on college athletics in Milwaukee or in the state of Wisconsin. Well, you can bet on other college athletics. You can't bet on the states that are here. So if you wanted to place a bet tonight on one of the Sweet 16 games, you could. But if you wanted to bet on the Marquette game tomorrow, you cannot. Does that make sense, Chu? Am I explaining that right?
Yeah.
So Wisconsin, I guess, is already a part of this. But with all these other stories in sports that have cropped up over the last 2 weeks in betting, Shohei Ohtani, whatever's going on with him, and the betting scandal in baseball, and more recently, there was an NBA player who is now being looked at because people were making a lot of money on the under on a couple of his games where they were the most popular bet. And he's a rotational player for the Raptors, right? So now he's being investigated. So prop bets are the easiest ones where you can manipulate. And especially with college kids, you throw a couple of bucks their way. Hey, kid, just make sure you score less than 8 points tonight. So what they want to do as an organization, they just want to ban prop bets across college sports, which again, it makes sense to me, Chu. That makes sense. I can make that make sense in my brain. I think everybody's going to agree with this. But with literally everything else going on in college athletics, this seems like a funny thing to worry about. But then again, maybe they just worry about it because it's an easy solution.
I didn't even know that you could do prop bets. So you're saying like Kolick.
Yep.
The under over him points would be 20.
Yeah,
for this next game.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure. I don't know what it is, but yes.
So they're just worried about
out there. Yes.
So they're worried about outside influences.
Yes. Yeah. Whereas outside influences for a team on a total like that's harder to manipulate than an individual.
That yes, I agree with you, Gabe. That sounds like problem number 45.
Yes.
Yeah.
When they're on problem four.
But again, it's hard. You get your to-do list of all the things you want to do around your house all weekend. And you start with the easiest one.
It's hard for me to say I'm fully in support of it. I think you can get around it a couple ways. A lot of times, even good bettors have to deal with this. You get there's a limit to how much you can bet.
Yeah.
So someone in a college sport, if the gain for them is $25, they're not going to be throwing games. That's not going to be. So you can limit them. And the other thing is you can also limit how many people can be put in a parlay. If it's only one player in each parlay, you can get around it that way. The thing that is working in their advantage is I don't think sportsbooks are going to care.
Yeah.
They're not making a lot of money on these college bets. And a lot of times they're a loss leader for them because people do have information just simply from watching those. Like, they don't have the time to watch Grand Canyon enough or, you know, name the small school to bet on those props because that market is, it's not in a place now where, like, the NFL and game totals and over-unders are, where it's computerized, it spits out a number, that's what it is. A lot of it's just a guessing game because it's rotational things, it's who's going to end up playing, who's hurt, who isn't. So, like, yeah, sure, ban it, but I don't know how much of a how much anyone's even going to care.
Couldn't they monitor just on the spike in the betting?
Yes, that's how the Raptors got caught.
Yeah, that's how the NBA
Yeah, somebody started placing $10,000 bets on him to go under.
Yeah.
And they were like, what the hell is this?
There's a great video, Chu, of him banking in a three, which he clearly didn't intend to do, and the look on his face of, uh-oh.
it kind of polices itself then, right? I don't know. I see this as a big nothing burger.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But again, I think it's an easy way for the NCAA to go, hey, look, we're doing something when it's something that nobody cares about. And it's, again, like Josh said, like the books aren't going to care. And the NCAA looks at it as a PR win when there's so many other things that you actually have to concern yourself about.
That's largely why I'm against it, is because it's giving the NCAA a win for doing absolutely nothing, but they get to put it out there as we are under control here.
But is it really a win?
I think for them, they're going to
You can't control everything, because I can tell you this, when I was at Boston College, And I had roommates that were, you know, non-athletes. And me and Bull, friend of show, would come in and be like, God, this game plan sucks. You know, we're going to slow it down. We're going to run the ball. You know, if I was a roommate, I'd go, really? What's the line?
What's the total?
I mean,
what's
they can't the police that stuff.
No, no. And again, like, I doubt that sports books or places are going to care about something like that, because a college kid is going to put, what, $50 on, you know, over-under total or whatever the line for the game is?
Anytime the option is let's just ban it, I get a little queasy. It just feels like, is that the best option? And, like, what are we really protecting ourselves from? Because it's an anomaly for somebody to be able to bet $10,000 on a prop bet for anybody in any league doing anything.
Yeah.
So, like,
but again, if you're doing that, if that means you're just getting sloppy and you're asking to get caught.
Right, exactly. So, to me,
I mean,
it's
if
like,
the outside influences want to stick their nose into their stuff, they're not going to do it through, like, DraftKings and stuff. I mean, there's still a ton of illegal bookies, right? I mean,
sure
there's
are. Shohei's just went down.
You know,
Shohei's interpreters, is, to be yes. clear.
So, well, you can't monitor that. You can't monitor that stuff.
No, again, unless you, again, get sloppy and get caught by the feds, like Shohei, or excuse me, iPay's Shohei's, whoever's bookie it was out in California, just went down and got caught by the feds. But it's just so much easier for everybody now, again, because a lot of these places, like in Ohio or Illinois, you know, you can just place the bet on your phone.
I can tell you this, though, college kids and kids in their 20s and stuff, a lot of them gamble. A lot of them gamble.
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh.
A lot of them gamble. And some of them get in trouble.
Oh, I'm sure.
I mean, they're in over their skis.
Yeah.
You know?
Honestly,
I don't know. Gambling never did anything for me. Vegas, nothing. You know, I did take a run at it after I was done playing because I knew so much more about the game than everyone else and had to write a check for $5,000. So...
The good thing about the sports book, honestly, and like the apps and even like places like Pato is you can only bet what you have, which those bookies and the way you get in $4.5 million debt despite not making $4.5 million,
they let you roll it.
Is because, you have a bankroll that doesn't exist and isn't real. So honestly, it's better that way. Now, obviously, any way you can get in trouble gambling and you can, you should seek help if you think you have one, but it is different in terms of like, those numbers are just out there, and you can bet as much as you want, and you can get as out of hand as you want when you're working with those bookies that aren't legal.
Yeah. Yeah, versus, you go to Pato and just...
Right. I put $20 in, that's why...
And it comes out of somewhere, right? Yeah. It's not just like, I bet $20.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it actually has to come from somewhere. That's. Yeah. But again, I thought that... I just saw this yesterday, and it made me laugh, because it's... Like you said, Chewy, it's a nothing burger. And of course... Now the NCAA is going to pretend to care about something.
Yeah.
We have one more matchup to unveil in our bathroom region before we do our final region tomorrow. So the final matchup in the bathroom region is coming up next on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
What's the one thing you say almost weekly here on the show?
Less eat.
Try again.
I don't know.
What's the one thing you've got?
Big boobs.
You've got time.
Oh, time.
You've got time.
Yes. Yeah, you're right.
We got there.
I needed a few more hints.
Yeah. What? You put you in a... That's Dave's fault.
On 94.5 ESPN.
Here we go.
You know what makes me happy? My wife being happy. That's why I go to the jewelry center. Let's be honest, most guys do not have a clue when it comes to buying jewelry. Gabe's one of the smart ones. Got the engagement ring and the wedding bands from the jewelry center for his wedding in 2022. They also do in-house repairs for watches and other fine jewelry like my championship ring. When it needs work, I know where I'll be taking it to the jewelry center. They have three locations to stop into: Greenfield, Brookfield, and Burlington. And if my wife can't tag along, she can just look through all the mini styles of diamonds and other fine cuts online at shoptjc.com. I'm a living proof happy wife Happy Life, the Jewelry Center will make it happen. Brookfield, Greenfield, Burlington, and online at shoptjc.com.
Here we go.
All week long, we've been unveiling matchups and voting on the matchups in our Jen, Gabe, and Chewy grievance brackets. Earlier today, we put up on our polls where you could vote. The 3 seed in the bathroom region taking motion detection faucets, taking on number 6, forgot to flush. Number 2 seed in the bathroom region, long lines at a venue, taking on number 7, talking in the bathroom. And time for our final matchup, Chew. You ready? In the bathroom region.
I am.
The 4 seed, urinal etiquette. Do you know what I mean by urinal etiquette?
I really don't.
All right, so you walk in and there's an empty bathroom. You have 3 urinals. Which one are you going to?
The first one?
Okay,
or
that's
the last one.
Those are both the acceptable answer. You want to give yourself spacing. I mean, sometimes if it's busy, then yes. But if it's an empty bathroom and I am sitting there at the farthest to the left urinal, and then you come in and go to the middle urinal, that's not proper urinal etiquette.
I agree. You know where I always wind up going? To the little kitty urinal. And I should probably wash my shins along with my hands as I exit said bathroom.
So, yes, urinal etiquette is number 4. Give yourself proper spacing. Again, it's a full bathroom. There's only so much you can do. But when you can, you properly space yourself out. And number 5 seed, out of toilet paper.
Bigger deal for women than men, I think.
Probably. Probably.
Right. Except for the thing we both do.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
But don't you always check first if you're going to do that?
Ideally, can I say I haven't forgotten before? I'd be lying.
Then what do? Take the underwear off and commando it for the rest of the day or what?
You
kind of have to.
That's last step for sure. Check other stalls.
Well, yeah, but after you've already gone, like.
Yeah, then you got the squish.
Sometimes that's what you gotta live with.
Or you go to the sink and use it as a bidet.
Come on.
Hey, Gabe, you gotta do what you gotta do.
So you're willing to wash that, but you won't wash your hands at the sink.
Well, then you gotta wash your hands with soap. And cut your nails.
One time, we found the one time that Chewy will actually use soap in the bathroom. We'll be back again tomorrow. Will the Atoush coming up next.